flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Hour number two already. All right, it's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Let's run over and check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat, see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, Mike. What's up, bud?
Morning, sir. How are you?
I couldn't be better. It's all good.
Well, I mean, I guess it is. Going through the motion.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Kind of.
No, Trump, he ain't delivered yet. I mean, the eggs are still high, the gas is still high. I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah.
You believe them.
That was some bad news before I went to bed last night. I hated seeing that chopper and plane crash like that, that Black Hawk. That was bad.
Done what now? Man.
You didn't hear about that?
Uh-oh.
I think it happened around 8:50. I got an alert on my phone, and a Black Hawk helicopter with three crew members on it ran into the side of an airliner, American Airlines jet, and with 64 people on it, and they exploded in the air and fell into the Potomac River.
Wow.
Bad deal.
I didn't get an alert on that.
Yep.
I didn't. I'll be honest with you, I was in bed by then.
Yeah.
Kind of pushed myself yesterday, and I was in bed about 8:15.
Well, I didn't do much yesterday, so I wasn't tired, and I didn't sleep last night. Had a bad night.
I hear you. I know about some of them bad nights. How in the heck did that happen?
Nobody knows yet. They had a lot of helicopters, you know, flying grids across the river looking for survivors and stuff like that, and they kind of all quit and hung it up after about 3 hours. And man,
somebody wasn't paying attention.
I don't know. They got a video of it. You know, turn it on whatever news station you like. You'll see it. They're showing the video of, you know, in the distance, you know, from the airport there, you can see it on camera. Pretty strange deal.
Yeah, I mean, if it happened right there by the airport, I mean, somebody wasn't paying attention to radar.
Something. I mean,
yeah.
Cause those Blackhawks, man, you can almost turn them on a dime. I guess the pilot of that chopper just didn't see it coming in from the side like that. I don't know, man. Strange things.
Wow.
And what's real bad, the U.S. figure skating team, a lot of them were on that plane. From what I hear.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Well.
Bad deal. Bad deal.
Yeah. You know, it's weird, ain't it? Always something going on.
Well, you heard anything from Venice in your neck of the woods?
No, things quiet down there.
Yeah. Well, that's why you're home right now.
Yeah.
Back in town.
yeah. Well, you know, used to, I'd be there. You know, when I was offshore fishing, I mean, they're catching some wahoo and stuff, but I'm past that point. So, no, I don't think. As of right now, my first trip ain't until 1st of April.
Dang.
Yeah.
You're on
vacation.
Well, which
it, well, it was same last year. I didn't fish in March last year.
Yeah.
You know, the problem with it is me and you've talked about it. You book that stuff up. I used to book that stuff up, and then that wind get up in March, and
yeah,
just be miserable, and people are miserable, and, you know, and that drive to Venice is, you know, for me, it's just around the corner. I mean, I've done it so much that
yeah,
I just get in the truck and go through the motions and I'm there. But, you know, that's the biggest point that people tell me when they call me to book a trip, take the fishing show coming up.
Right.
The number one thing that they say is, man, that drive, that's a long drive. I said, yeah, it is.
It is.
Well, any way you look at it, from Beaumont, Texas, it's 5.5 hours.
Right.
And that's what I tell them. Well, how far is it from Spring, or how far is it from Katy? I said, the best thing I can tell you.
6.5 or 7.
Yeah. I can't tell you. Traffic. If you get to Beaumont, you can look at it 5.5 hours. So.
Yeah.
There it is. It's 232 to the Superdome when you cross the state line.
Yeah.
Then when you get there, you still got nearly 100 miles to get to me.
Well, that's like we'd pull to Florida to fish tournaments, man. We'd hit the panhandle. You know, go through Alabama, just blink your eyes, and you're already through Alabama, and you get in Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we're making way now. No, wait till you
ain't.
Ride. You got a long ways to go.
Yes. Yeah, you ain't
we're
made that right
there.
Yet. Yeah, you ain't made that right yet.
No.
No. No, I guarantee you, it's, yeah, Florida's a, and then you got the traffic, Florida's traffic. Even back in the day, I'll never forget, we fished Okeechobee in the Bass, I don't remember what year that was. Anyhow, it was spring break, and I went through the panhandle, wasn't much problem, but Everwood Highway, that is, when you turn right to go down there, my God, it was bumper to bumper. I mean, it took me like 6 hours to get down there to Okeechobee. I mean, when I turned right.
Yeah.
The scenery was good, though. I can tell you that much. Yeah, the scenery was real good. But all that traffic up north up there, all them college kids coming down there, it was crazy. Anyhow, no, I don't, or Venice, I mean, everything, you know, they're through their shock mode and back to real life now after all that.
No dead fish or anything?
Nope. I ain't heard nothing about a dead fish. So, I ain't heard nothing here, have you?
Just a little bit, backwater stuff. You know,
yeah,
shallots.
Well, that's going to happen, yeah.
Yeah. Nothing like, you know, those pictures I saw of that Cocodrie area and all that.
Really? But I didn't see that.
I know Alabama got hammered, and North Carolina, South Carolina, they had some pretty bad trout kills.
No, I hadn't. I really hadn't been even looking. I mean, you know, it's Mother Nature. Ain't nothing we can do about it.
No, there ain't.
They'll bounce back, though. You know, it's like somebody had called me the other day about an offshore trip and was asking me about, you know, man, they're really catching a lot of tuna. Are they going to deplete that population? I said, no, they're not going to deplete that population.
No.
And tuna fish, them tuna fish are one of the fastest growing fish there are. So.
They are, and they don't stick around long enough to hammer them anyway.
No, they don't. I mean,
all they do is swim and eat.
Yeah. I mean, that's one thing. They cannot sit still.
No.
They have no bladder, so they cannot. They have to constantly swim. So.
They have to keep that water flowing through their gills.
Yep.
Can't stop.
Boy, I saw a deal, I don't know, yesterday, I think, the day before. There's some guy posting up about harpooning them for tuna.
Yeah.
And they had a drone flying over the top of him, and, I mean, he harpooned a gigantic. I think it figures 900-something pounds.
Moby Dick.
Moby Dick, yep.
Whaling. His harpoon.
Yep. But, you know, that's got to be so expensive to have that airplane staying with you the whole time. And
yeah.
Flying over them fish. Kind of like them pogies.
Right.
Them pogies must bring a lot of money.
They must.
Because, I mean, they depend on
the help. They got those airplanes working those schools, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was up to four or five of them planes flying in a minute. You know, and drive you crazy.
Boy, how would you like to work in a pogie factory? Whew, man, you smell like dead bait when you come home every night.
Yep.
Boy,
you know, that's, you know,
man.
You know, 25 years ago when I was going down there, that old pogie plant, you know, they didn't have any filters on it, and you could smell it. I mean, you leave New Orleans, that wind was blowing torch, you could smell that bogey plant. But now,
good.
You don't smell it. You don't smell it at all now. They got the filters on all that. Yeah. So, but I hadn't heard no word on what's going on with that. I know there was a big stink about it. You know, they pushed them offshore, supposedly, which they didn't. They never checked up. They still done the same old route they've been doing every year. But I heard they stirred it back up this this winter about it, and so we'll see. You know, because that's, you know, we can be bull red fishing, and they'll push right in there on top of us.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. You've told me the stories about that.
Yeah, it's crazy, you know, and so. Other than that, that's all it is. Kind of quiet on the front.
It is. It's that time of year, man.
Yeah, I'm fixing to load old Trump up this afternoon, head to the bottoms, and try to get a couple of hunts in with him. He's made a sure enough dog.
Well, that's good.
He's a lot of fun. He's got a lot of character to him. he's just kind of one of them kind, you know. He's just
a natural.
You know, he's so, you know, we're here at the house and stuff. He's so lovey-dovey and all that stuff. But once he gets in that truck,
strictly business.
He goes in a business mode.
That's the way all my labs were.
Yeah, me too. So.
They were big time lovable pets at home, and boy, you put them in kindling that truck and you let them out, and it's strictly business until they get back.
Yeah, you know, it's like going in that lease. He's I guess before you get to the gate, got about a half a mile on just old gravel road. And as soon as that truck hits that gravel road, he goes barking in that kennel in the back of the truck. And Rusty's old yellow lab that died, he was the same way. I mean, from he was a year old, he hit that gravel road going in there, and
right.
He didn't know nothing but bark constantly till you got to camp. He knew what he was doing and what he was there for. So
he was in his element.
Yep. So. kind of crazy how them dogs are like that.
They are. Man's best friend.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, buddy. All right, Mike.
Well, that went by fast, huh?
It did. That was a quick 13 right there. Throw them out a number. Somebody wants to give you a call. Pick your brain. Book some fishing trips.
All right. 832-338-9376. Get us on the web at RJ Hunting and Fishing. And fishing show's right around the corner, guys. Get it on your mind.
Yeah, it is. Boat show right now, and it'll end this weekend. And fishing show, here it comes.
I did not hear till, I don't know, day before yesterday that the show wasn't but 5 days this year.
5 days. That's a good thing. I wish it'd been there when I was working all of them.
Them 10 days
make a werewolf out of you.
I couldn't afford it. I'm sure. 10 days right now, it'd be kind of stressful. So, all right, brother. Later.
Mike, see you, buddy. Take care. All right.
You too.
All right, well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers located right at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait than with their oxygen response system. They have all their different size bottles on display there at the store, along with their regulators and diffusers. They refill for you right there at the store. And nothing does better for tournament fish or your live bait than the oxygen response. Call Jason at 281-701-8107. And while you're by the store, check out all their seafood they have. Whether you're looking for the wild-caught Gulf shrimp, no farm raised at Boyd's, crawfish, you name it, Boyd's has always got it. They're very competitive, great prices, great quality. And just give them a call at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 519 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Tiki Island now and check in with our good friend, Captain James Plogg, see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, James. How are you, man?
What's up, buddy?
How's it going, dog?
It's all good, man.
Well?
At least ain't no fog this morning. I don't see no fog.
Boy, it's bad at my house.
Nah, ain't no fog down here.
And it was bad from T-Bay all the way in here to Baytown this morning. It was bad.
Nah, it's been terrible. But it ain't bad this morning. I'm surprised.
Well, there won't be any tomorrow with a northwest wind.
I was all set up for fog, but no fog.
Set up for fog. How do you set up for fog? What's your game plan in the fog?
Well, just what time I was, what we were fixing to do, but...
Right.
I need to go and get going now. We never saw a fishing boat yesterday, but you couldn't see nothing anyway yesterday.
Yeah.
Man, oh, east wind. It's like that water temperature and the air temperature is like the same. It's just.
Right.
It's just, it was, it's nasty, man.
That's why they're falling.
They didn't bite. Yeah, it was. I ain't started
you
out.
Never
with,
got them going?
No. Well, no. No, but I just went to check on something. Really, I went to eliminate something is what I did. Cause I start back to work today. I went to eliminate something, so I don't have to worry about it. But there's, you know, been a lot of fish in all these places, but I don't know, man. I don't know if they leave or they just don't bite. I find it hard to believe they swim off. But maybe. I'm going totally different thing. We're going back white fishing today. The water got, what did I see yesterday? Man, I don't think I touched 58, but maybe 57 and some change. 54 and some change when we started.
Yeah. That's what it's all running this morning, 53, yeah. 54.
Man, honestly, I think they just don't bite. I don't think they bite. I can't see them swimming off. There was too many of them. I mean, like during that tournament, I mean, if you cared about just fishing, it was good fishing. I mean, it was good. You know, I don't know what we caught because I was just trying to win a tournament, but I know we caught, we're pushing 30, a bunch of nice fish, but they were what they were, you know. You know, you said you got to have a kicker. I couldn't catch one. Well, I blew one.
Well, I was really surprised, you know, when those fish piled up like they were after that cold spell, and I was really surprised nobody busted 7 pounds, you know.
Well,
569 was the biggest one.
Yeah, I don't think it was 6 pounds.
No, it was. There was two fives, a 569 and a 540 something.
Yeah, but where all these fish were at, that's what they were. There wasn't no big fish in none of these places. There was lots of them, and they were what they were.
Where I've been fishing the last 6 or 8 years, I ain't found no big, what I call big fish anywhere.
Well, I thought there was a kicker in there, but I really didn't need it. I knew what was there. I you know, when it's fishing like that, you needed 12 pounds. That's what you need. Now, you may not win, probably not, but you'll get, you know, you won't get a keychain. we still got some money, but between fourth and second was ounces. The first fish we caught yesterday, I said, man, let me weigh this fish. He weighed 388. I said, there you go. There's a half pound. There's about $1,200 right there. Just threw him back in the water. But the fishing was good. A lot of nice trout. I mean, I got tired of weighing 297s, 289s, 299s. I mean, they're all like 3 pounders. But I guess that's what's in there, man. I've been fishing in there a lot, and I haven't caught one. But if you catch 3, 4.5s, that's good enough to win, you know, this time of year here. But where all them guys caught them fish, that's what's there. There wasn't no... There wasn't no really, you know, giant fish in there. But they sure didn't bite in there yesterday. Or any of them places. I checked a lot of places. But it may have just been the day. It was, you know, hey, it was just one of them days. Just, you know, we missed the minor bite. And then we stayed for that major. I actually stayed too long. Finally, about 4 o'clock. Man, let's go. I'm going home. and we did stop on a place that had some fish. And you probably could have caught them, but they were 15 and a half, 16 inch fish we just left.
Yeah.
There was probably a bunch of them right there. So, I don't know. There ain't nobody seen no dead fish.
What'd y'all catch them on that tournament? Y'all throw any plugs, like, you know, corkies or mirror lures or anything?
That's all. I never put a jig on.
Kenny
put a jig on 2 or 3 times. Everything on mirror lips, and there's a big old swim bait I throw a lot. And a sinking Lily. That's all I threw. I mean, when you got that many 3 pounders, you got to drill. I tell you that you got to try to get something out of there that's a little bit better. Yeah,
that's.
And I blew a fish. I ain't lost a fish fishing in like 5 or 6 days, and he's coming up there, and I said, man, that's a pretty good one right there. He ain't 4, but he's pretty damn close.
Yeah,
he just
big
comes
3.
Off.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just comes off. I said, man, that's going to sting later on right there. And it always does. It always does.
Coulda, shoulda, woulda, man.
Yeah, you know how that goes. But it was really good. It was
living
really good
my whole life like that.
Now, what if we left.
If ands and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas.
Ain't that the truth, buddy? But we got our old money back. It was fun. I mean, 4 through just the 3rd loser. But when we left, I just was drifting. I mean, I anchor and fish these places, and I said, man, let's go. I was just drifting out of there, and it got pretty good fishing. They were all, you know, at that time, they were just turned into fish. They were all 18, 19-inch fish. It got pretty good. But all them places, like I say, that those fish were caught, they're not known big trout places. And even where I was fishing, you know, everything in there died 3 years ago. So there's not a 7 or 8 pounder in there. He's not there. Is there 5? Probably. But like I was telling Kenny, I said, man, there's probably not very many. So it'd be real hard to catch him, you know.
Right.
But 3s and 4s, yeah, there's a lot of
them. Well, one thing about it, the ones that were caught, they were put back in the water, and they're still there.
That's what's good. I mean, I don't really like that. I was so mad I couldn't get that scale to work right, and I'm texting Cole back and forth. But luckily, all my videos were so vulgar that he couldn't post them anywhere. He said, I can't put nothing to you.
Yeah, I mean, that last tournament, man, there was one in there that was kind of out of left field, too. I watched that one. They took it down.
good. I don't care.
I mean, they had it on Facebook, and I watched it, and Bob Hardy texted me, did you see that video with James? I said, yeah, I'm still laughing, man. I said, that's just like him.
Well, I mean, I ain't used to doing none of that stuff. I'm not gonna change to try to video and act like I'm somebody I'm not. I mean, if everything's working good, it's fine. I don't know how to do none of that stuff. You know, Kenny and I, we were messing stuff up. When you don't know how to do that stuff.
Ned and the first reader, man.
Yeah, when you don't know how to do that stuff, now it takes a lot of time because we're stupid. And, yeah, I promise you, if I do any more, which I'm not this year, I don't think. If I do any more, I'm going to hire me a kid that knows how to run these phones. You just sit there, drink coffee or Coke, whatever you want to do. When we catch a fish, you video it. I am going to do that. I ain't doing it. We waste too much time because we're stupid. We know how to do it. Now, when Cameron's there, it goes pretty smooth because he knows what to do.
Well, yeah.
We could never remember Coe's number. I said, man, I'm going to write it on my hand. How can we not remember anything?
Just put it in your phone and put it on your contacts.
Yeah,
you can do that, can't you?
Yeah, probably, but man, I'm fishing. I'm trying to win a tournament. I ain't worried about no phone and no, you know, I'm center focus, man. I don't care about none of that.
Cole answers his phone. He'll look at his phone and go, man, here's them idiots calling me again.
Oh, I bet Cole. I finally had to text him after tournaments. Man, I really appreciate you putting up with us because we're stupid. But,
them old timers, they're calling me again.
Oh man, it's terrible. But and then I don't know what to keep weighing. I just kept weighing them. Finally, I said, "Hey man," so Kenny said, "We ain't sending no more in. That's the same 2 days."
Boy, don't you miss the good old days? Just how you didn't just box them, ice them down, or you know, throw them in the live well and go weigh in, man.
Well, and you're right, Mickey. It's easier, but for the fishery, this deal's better.
Well, yeah,
no doubt.
Yeah,
no doubt.
I didn't mean it that way. I miss the old days where you just either throw them in a box or put them in your live well and take them to weigh in.
Exactly. It was. I mean, at least you knew. You know, it was be a lot less time because I mean, I look at a fish basically and tell what he weighs. But now,
well, a lot of times when you get it, kind of get on a roll, and then you got to take all that time to do that and video it and weigh it and all that. You might have missed 2 or 3 good fish that you should have had other than that one. You know.
100%, because when they went off, you'd go for stretches and nothing, and then you'd catch one, and then you'd get about 9 or 10 bites, bap, bap, you'd get them going,
right.
And I would switch over to this other bait, trying to suck me a big one out of there, and, you know, it all happens at the same time, then when you
right.
catch a nice one that you got away, when you're as goofy as we are, now you're shut down. Now you let the fish swim off. You got them right there in front of you. You got them going, man. And then you let them swim off. By the time me and Kenny got through doing anything, it took us like 5 minutes. Well, hell, everything swam off.
That's when you need to spotter on the boat like, you know, MLF has.
I'm telling you, I'm getting me a kid next time. I'm gonna pay.
There you go.
Look, dude, you just sit here and you play on the phone. What do you want to do with that phone? Well, we catch something. You know how to do all that.
Treat him like a caddy. Give him 10% of the winnings.
He'd starve with me doing that. I better just get the money to go. Oh, man. But there was a few old dead fish in a certain place, Mickey. Not many. Maybe 15.
I figured there'd be a few. Hey, one or two more nights of that, like that last night, we'd have had some problems. But
we got lucky.
We dodged a bullet, man.
Yeah, in 21, me and you were writing, and water temperature's down. We had 3 days. Matter of fact, on the third day of being cold, it got colder. The water temperature went to like 38. So this thing kind of bottomed out, and then it went up, from there. But there's always going to be a few die, but that's what Hillman and I were talking about. Hell, there's more fish caught on a Saturday, on just a regular Saturday, dead in boxes that was dead from any kind of freeze.
Hey, the dolphins eat more fish than what that freeze would kill.
Ain't that the truth. Now, you get you a 89 and 83 when it's 9 degrees and 12 degrees, you got problems.
Yeah,
You would really have problems now.
Oh, we'd get something like that, we'd be in serious trouble.
Yeah, I'd have me a ticket going south. That plane pointed toward the south where I'd be going.
Don't take a plane. Drive. That's it.
But I'm gonna.
The older I get,
the
more I get like John Daly.
What's that? He don't fly nowhere?
No, he don't fly. He's got a multi-million-dollar bus. It's big time.
Yeah. I saw something. What are you going?
All they do is drink and party on it with their driver.
Ain't that the truth? What did he go in the hospital? I seen something. He was laying in the hospital.
I saw he went
bed.
In the hospital or something. I don't know what happened. I didn't get the particulars on it.
He don't care. He lives life.
He lives life. He don't care what anybody thinks either. He just does his thing. My kind of guy.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go see, buddy, see what happens today. See if them fish went shallow. We got like a that front's probably, honestly, the front's probably coming about 2, so.
Y'all aren't catching any reds right now?
Mickey, I really ain't fishing where there is none. I know some guys that are waiting around that are, they're catching a lot of redfish.
Well, I know them redfish went shallow. I mean, Charlie said they're shallow down his way, and, Bill over at Sabine, they're real skinny. He was catching them in a foot and a half of water yesterday.
The last time I waited, Saturday before this stuff hit, I just went to check something.
Right.
And actually, Larry and I went angler with you, Larry, and it was, I probably caught 14 or 15 redfish of all sizes.
Right.
And not many trout. The trout we caught were good ones, but not many. So it just told me that, because see, it was cold before it got cold. I got 48 degree water temps, when I found all these fish in these deeper places. So they were already set up. They didn't go nowhere from where they were at. That's why I just don't think, like yesterday, I find it hard to believe they all swam off.
No.
I don't think they bit, buddy.
Well, you remember we had all them good wading holes in East Bay this time of year in the fog, and boy, they were hard to catch in the fog. And as soon as the sky would brighten up and that fog would lift, they'd go to snapping.
We ain't kidding. Hey, unless it's like October, November, I've had very few really good days in the fog.
High gray liner and fog is a tough bite.
Fog sucks for everything. Everybody talk about duck hunting in the fog and goose. It all sucks.
Goose hunting's good. That's the only thing I know it's worth a darn in the fog is goose hunting.
Ain't that the truth, buddy? Oh, man. All right, let me go see what we find.
All right, man, roll them up. I'll throw them out a number.
All right, man, 499-771-7306.
All right, James.
All right, buddy. Thanks, man.
Get them later.
Bye.
All right. That's Captain James Flog down at Tiki Island. Well, folks, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, and you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. And there's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item and can't wait on long deliveries, their sales team has over 100 years of combined experience, and they're here to support you from start to finish, whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Allied has you covered. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all for you. 281-332-6224 or sales at alliedinc.com. Spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 540 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to G-Town now, Galveston, Texas, on the island. Check in with Captain Sharky Marquez. Michael, what's up?
What's up, buddy? Good morning.
Nothing, man.
Ooh.
Wahoo trip.
Golly.
You recovered from that yet?
I am playing recovery, man.
Glad it's you and not me. I'd like to go out there and catch him, but I might have to call the Coast Guard, have them airlift me out there and drop me down in your boat.
Well, I tell you what, I'll be calling the same Coast Guard to airlift me out of that boat if I
drop
knew the
basket,
ride home.
Boys, we're going home.
Dude, it was an awesome trip, Mickey. It was we left, 1:30 in the morning on Tuesday.
Man.
Set sail about 105 miles out. First spot was kind of a bust. They just weren't we hooked two of them at the first spot. Ended up catching a kingfish, but both of the ones that we hooked got sharked. Man, the sharks were real bad out there.
Oh boy.
And so we moved. I got some a buddy of mine helped me out, they said that they had a good pass on a different spot. I was about 15 miles further. So, man, you gotta love that being able to communicate way out there with that Starlink. It's a game changer.
Yeah, it saves some fuel too, man. And
yeah.
Time.
That's right, man. Everybody's working together out there to try to put their folks on some fish, but man, it was great. We made a move, and wahoo, baby. It was on like Donkey Kong. We stuck some good ones, and gosh, we had fun till about 2 o'clock. So, from sun up to 2 o'clock, and then it was time to roll back. And, man, let me tell you, when I dialed in the tip of the jetties, we were, I think, about 118 miles from the tip of the jetties. So a far haul, and man, my buddy's out there in the Cadillac boat. It's a beautiful big old Freeman with quad, I think 425s on it.
I saw the picture
something.
Of.
Yeah.
Man, what a fine boat that was. Jeez.
Boy, you ain't kidding, man. They left early because they were getting back in for a tournament, and a buddy of mine that was on the boat, shot me a text, and he's like, hey, man, just a little PSA heads up, at 88 miles, it gets pretty sporty.
Starting to get gnarly.
You know, starting to get gnarly. And I'm like, all right, guys, well, if they're saying that and they're in that Freeman, it's time for us to go,
Yeah.
Reel them in, boys. And let me tell you, man, there was a little bit of a front line, and it was just kind of growing from offshore and kind of pushing inward.
Right.
It was a weird deal. Yeah, buddy, when we hit that 88-mile mark, it did not let up on us until we tied off the ropes at the dock. And, I mean, it was by the time we got 10 miles from the jetties, the fog was so bad, Mickey, it was still four-footers, with very little spacing. The fog was so bad that I was updating – I was on channel 16, on Coast Guard channel, letting everybody know in the big ships and supply, whatever ships were on the jetties. I was updating them with our latitude, longitude, and they were so helpful in shooting us, messages back. Hey, okay, well, we're a mile and a half at this heading, and you should be clear here. And man, I had my ship traffic app pulled up, and dude, it was sketchy, man. You couldn't see probably 100 foot in front of the boat.
Jeez.
And it was huge seas. The sun was going down. We were trying to make it on the inside of the jetties before the sun went down. And it was just a little bit nerve-wracking. But you know what? We're here. We made it. We ended up, I think, with 10 wahoo and a kingfish and memory-making experience, an adventure that none of my guys will ever forget. I promise you that.
What was that biggest who you had?
It was big, man. He was bigger than me. He was probably...
I saw that. I mean, he was long.
Yeah, it was a good one, man. In fact, I just posted it on the Sickos page. I just, I don't know, Mickey, we didn't end up weighing him. We're not in a tournament, but he was large. You know, he's over 75 pounds probably. It was a good fish. It was a real good fish. It looked real big, but, I mean, it was a solid fish. I think on our last trip where we went out there on the captain's trip, we had like an 86-pounder. He wasn't that quite big, but he was large. Yeah, it was a really good
big fish. Yeah, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. So, guys, we're and then yesterday, you know, we get back in, and then made a quick sleep happen, and then yesterday we went out, and the fog was so bad yesterday, and we did a little inshore that we just fished around off its bayou and messed around there and. Caught some giant sheep's head around the pilings and a couple drum and a couple redfish. And I couldn't find a trout to save my ever-loving life yesterday. I fished everywhere, Lake Madeline, all over off its bayou. And
that's what James said. His bite was off yesterday on trout.
Man, I could not buy a trout. I mean, talking to a buddy, Brad Panic, who's like, man, right. I just look up to the guy, and he's been a friend of mine for years and years and years. And shoot, we were texting, and he's like, man, I'm leaving my sixth spot and we haven't caught a fish, you know?
He's a good fisherman too.
Yeah, you got somebody like that saying that. Well, okay, it's going to be a tough one, you know? Shoot.
Panic was in panic mode.
Yeah, so was I.
Golly. Panicking with panic.
That's right. Yeah, him and me both, brother. It was... Anyway, we ended up grinding out some fishing off it, and my guys were left real happy, and we just had a good time putting around. But we're looking at this next little weather window and maybe getting crazy enough to take a day of rest today and reprep the boat and maybe blast out and do another wahoo on Sunday, Monday time frame. So I don't know. It looks like it might calm down a little bit for us enough to go and do our thing again. So we'll see.
Wow.
And then, of course, you got Nalem Naylor that texted me and asked me. I think they're going to go try to get some marlin in, try to do some marlin fishing on Saturday, Sunday. So I don't know. That's a hard thing to turn down.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's a hard thing to turn down. He shot me an invite, and I'm like, man, we've been slow. So I told him, I was like, man, I don't know if I can fill a boat to go wahoo fishing, and we've been so slow with this crazy weather we've had and the freeze and all that it's hard to turn down trips right now. So I'm not sure, but if I can't fill it, buddy, I'm going marlin fishing with Naylor this weekend.
Well, that'll hurt.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a stretch of weather, so, you know, it's going to warm up next week even some more, so that's a good thing, too.
Yep. I don't mind that at all, man. I don't mind that at all. It's an exciting time, brother. We got winter wahoo. We got, you know, the fisheries inshore. As it continues to heat up, is getting real good, and we're fixing to have that early springtime trout, you know, showing up, which would be great. And man, then it's off to the races with summer. So we're just we're ready for it, man. It's been a long.
We got this little front tomorrow, and then variable winds on Saturday and south at 10 on Sunday. So,
yeah, yeah.
And I was thinking about 70s, man. On Sunday.
70.
Yeah, next Thursday, 79 in Houston, 77 on Wednesday.
Holy
78
smokes.
On Tuesday. So, hey, bring it.
Bring it, buddy. Bring it.
I'll take it.
Heck yeah, man.
After that week of cold weather, I don't want any more. I hope that was only one this year. You know it won't be, but I'm hoping.
I know. It's a good thought, man. It's a good thought.
Crazy.
Golly.
What'd you catch in Blue Zone? How were y'all fishing for them? What were you trolling?
Yeah, we were trolling. We were trolling some Nomad DTX 200s, 165s. They're basically, you know, big old like giant crankbaits, man. They're
right. Like, got a bill.
We
on
call them big old. And they were destroying that. And then I had I like to do a cannonball rig, so one, you know, way out the back. It's the first one that goes out, and it's a rigged ballyhoo, you know. So we put a ballyhoo out there, an Islander skirt, and it just kind of flutters and bounces, you know, on the top of the water. And that one is real cool because you can see that wahoo come up and smack it. Really, really sweet. Mm-hmm. And if he misses it, you know, you reach up and hit that drag lever down and drop it back to him, and buddy, he will smack. It's super fun, super super fun.
Cool.
So we got one of those and three or four of the Nomads trolling, and gosh, man, those wahoo are a blast. You get nothing, and then man, you run over a school of them, and it's you better strap in because every rod in the boat's going
off. Bingo, Johnny, we hit them again.
Bingo,
boys.
Baby,
hang on.
That's right,
brother. Well, Sharky, put out some info. Somebody wants to get with you, come down and stay in the lodge and go fishing.
Yeah.
All the good stuff, man.
Come on with the guys, man. It's the fishing's just getting better and better, man. Hop on the website. It's Outcast Charters at outcastfishingcharters.com. And you can Google us, too, because that's a long name to remember at Outcast Charters. And hop on the website, check out our pricing, availability, all that good stuff. Get booked up, hooked up, man. Come and stay with us at Bayside Lodge. We have on-site lodging up to 18 folks. Love to have you guys, man. And, man, I'm fixing to drop, I think, today a YouTube video of the whole Wahoo trip that we just ran. Tons of action and tons of – yeah, it'll be cool. It'll be cool. So, everybody check that out and – you can learn how to go catch a wahoo. Lots of education in the video, so it'll be fun.
All right, Sharky. Well, hey, good talking to you. Glad you had a good trip.
See you, man. Talk to you soon, buddy.
Later. All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early at 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.